Boker Tov. Today is Yom Shlishim Shabbat Kodesh. Dalet Be'adar Neparashat Teruma. So we are in Perek Zayin of Kohelet. The underlying theme over here was Tov Zemize. Right? This is better than that, and this is better than that. And he started the Perek with the famous Pasuk Tov Shem Hashem Tov Yom HaMavet Mim HaMaldo. So that's what we were speaking about yesterday. We're up to Pasuk Dalet. Now, Lev Chachamim Bevet Evel, Velev Kesilim Bevet Simcha. The heart of the wise rests in houses of mourning, and the heart of the fool rests in houses of Simcha. Now, what does that mean? That's very, very similar to. Tov Lechet El Bet Avel Melechet El Bet Mishteh. But over there, that's talking about physically, meaning if you have a choice whether to go, you can only go to one. That was yesterday. We spoke about it. You can either go to a Shiva house, Bar Minan, or to go to a Chatuna. Mayase, in spite of the mitzvah gdola shel lesameh chatan v'kala, but what? There's more musar, more teshuva done. Yeah, when was the last time I said yesterday? When was the last time a person was chozer b'tshuva by being at a wedding?
Not so often.
Unless you're edim or mashu kaze, it's the chatam sofer, hanhagot chatam sofer. He says that if you're ed, if you're ever an ed for anything, it's etzatovah, by the way, there's many, many different things that can make an ed pasul. Yeah? Pasul midoraita, pasul midrabanan, etzatovah, before, even if you daven already mincha v'zeh, before you give edut, itvadeh. Should be chozer b'tshuva. Why? Because when you're chozer b'tshuva, and mean it, sincerely chozer b'tshuva, then you start again, and then you're ed kashir.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's
a good idea.
Every time I sit down also for either Edut or Dine Torah. Din Torah also have to be Dayan Kashem. So every time I sit down for Dine Torah, Kibalti Me Rabotai, Lashuv B'Tshuva, Nachzor B'Tshuva, Shabim Mitvadeh.
Wow.
Kacha Zeh Hanhagah Tova Meod, from Chassam Sofer. Anyway, so he says like this. So, over here he's talking about, Bevet Evel, he's talking about his own Evel. The wise always thinking about their own Avelut. Ya'anima?
When
the Gemara says in Masechet Berachot that if a person's being overtaken by the Yetzirah, what should he do? Read Kriyat Shema, learn Torah, and if that's a different Gemara. Yeah. Kiddushin. But worst case scenario, says the Gemara, if nothing else works, he says Yezkir Yom Amita.
Yeah.
Think about Yom Amita. Why? It's depressing. Aval ma, it helps. It does the job. Yom Amita. Big tzaddikim used to buy themselves a grave, and every day they used to go lie down in the grave. Just get used to it.
Isn't that minag shoteh?
It's a balayla.
Balayla. During the day, you can go.
During the day, you go, you lie down, you know, get comfortable, it's going to feel what it's going to feel like. And what? The kesilim is bevet simcha, right? This world, akol beseder, simcha. But they're not paying attention to anything. Pasuk hey. Tov lishmo wa agarat chacham, me'ish shomei yashir kesilim. Eze pasuk, Shlomo HaMelech berof chochmato, he says, it's better to hear the rebuke, the chastisement. How do they translate exactly? Aritzkron?
Rebuke. Better listen to the rebuke,
of a chacham than to hear the songs. What's that? The praise of ksilim. Which means, let's say a person comes, says, oh, some fool comes and says, oops, you're such a great guy, mitzuyan, vizen, oops, wow, thank you. And then if you go to a chacham, the chacham says, atakacha, you have to be chozer b'tshuva, you did this and you did then, you have to be chozer b'tshuva, which is better.
Yes.
Nobody ever likes to hear kibushim. But what's more beneficial for the neshama? Certainly to hear the tochacha. One of the 48 kinyanei Torah is what? Ohev et ha-tochachot. A person who doesn't like to hear, nobody likes to hear musa. But if you don't like to hear musa, you're never going to grow. A person can never become a ben Torah tanit chacham. If a person despises musa, le'olam lo yetzeh menu klum. Nothing is going to come out of it. If a person like, oh yeah, you're a nice guy, you're great, whatever. Nobody ever became great by hearing their praises. People become great by hearing and internalizing rebuke and things that they have to fix. That's the shamata.
Rebuke, that's very important. You have to learn musar every day.
People, no, forget about learning it. People hate to hear it. When somebody tells you off, you like it?
Mapito. They get offended. They're, my ego. Oh, what are you talking about?
Because we're in a generation that we're a bunch of wusses.
Yeah.
Aval. But that's not derech haTorah. Again, you have to know. We're also in a generation giving musar as an art.
Yeah.
You gotta give it
and we're not artists. But you know, the Chazon Ish already said that we're terrible at giving musar. The Torah says meforash velo tisa alav chet. But if it's given nicely, take a guy's eye, sips. Ata, you're such a tzaddik. You're an inspiration to everybody, right? You pump the guy up. Inspiration. Nobody ever told me I'm an inspiration. He says, I saw you. I saw you doing this and this. Maybe don't do that. You're such an inspiration to other people. You don't want to, you know, that's Musar. Is a yofi. A person takes it. Nobody ever told me I'm an inspiration. Yeah? That's,
build them up before you take them down.
So, anyway, Hashem said, it's called Torah to go. The Torah to go. אבל זה טוב. שנאמר, ובלכתך ודרך, כתוב. Yeah, טוב, ויתר. I'll tell you a short story about this pasuk. One time.
Which pasuk? The one we just read?
Yeah, the one we just read. The Sfasemes, Migul. Agon Rav Yehuda Arya Leib, Migul. He was the third Ger Rebbe. His father, the Imraim, has passed away when he was very young. So he was raised by his grandfather. The first Ger Rebbe was Gaon Olam. His name was Chidushei Arim, Yitzchak Meir Migul. Anyway, so he was raised by his grandfather.
They were Hasidish?
No, Ger. They're Hasidim. Anyway,
he wrote the Chidushei Arim?
I mean, in Yiddish it's Ger, but in Hebrew, when you say it, it's Gur.
Gur
Arya. Yehuda Tov. Mikol Makom, he had a minhag when he was in yeshiva. He used to stay very, very late at night, learning, steiging, whatever. He would go to sleep, I don't know, 2, 3 in the morning, and he would wake up for, you know, he would wake up for tefillah and then go to first seder, whatever. One, it's Sfasemes. So, what happened was, one time he was so tired, couldn't wake up in the morning, he missed Shacharis. And he came, you know this story? And he came into first seder, and his grandfather was the Shiva. And his grandfather just started unloading on him. He says, "Had you mishafers? Had you come late to seder? What's going to be with you? You could be amaretz." Natan lo anarosh. And he's sitting there, puts his head down, and he takes it. And all of his friends, everybody knows about him. They're sitting aside. They're like cringing because they know he's a tzaddik. You know, he stayed up all night learning. So after he's done, after the reshiva went away, the grandfather. So they told Rav Yehuda Arya Leib, the Sfasemes. They said, "Why didn't you? Why don't you stop and say, Saba, I was busy." How do you say Saba in Persian?
Baba.
Baba Jun?
Yeah.
No, why are you screaming at me? I stayed up all night learning. You should be proud. He's like, "Shh, don't tell me that." He says, "Why?" He says, "I don't have many opportunities to hear Musar from my grandfather. Even if it's bita'ut, I want to hear it." Yishmoa Musar. Chachamim ohavim Musar. Yishmoa Musar. A person who doesn't know how to take Musar, remember what I'm telling you. This is Lefi Torah. Person doesn't know how to take Musar. Le'olam lo yigdal mimenu me'uma. He's never going to grow into anything. Person doesn't know how to take Musar. Now he says. Ki chekol asirim tachat asir ken sechok kesil. Like the over here he's talking about ki kol asirim. Rashi explains atzekotim. That's a reference to thorn bushes. Tachat asir, which means when you put like a copper bowl on top of a thorn bush, when it burns, it crackles. Ken sechok kesil. The laughter and the praise of a fool is like the crackling of a burning thorn bush.
Meaning what?
What a metaphor.
What does it even mean?
Huh?
It's gonna
crackling
go
thorn bush. You never thought of that. Anyway, so he says,
what does that even mean?
It means it's just a nothing. It's a big, itchy.
Loud, but nothing.
Itchy. Yeah, it's a garnished. So he says, here. So he says, Vegam zehavin. And that's also nothingness and wantonness. He says, when you have a fool, when do you know that praise is really good? If a Talmid Chacham comes and says, you know, I'm really proud of you. You accomplished this, that. Talmid Chacham praises you. Zeh davar tov. Talmid Chacham gives you musar, even better. Aval ma, if I'm a haritz, kesil, a fool, he comes and says, "Wow, you're such a great guy." And sometimes if a fool comes and says, "Wow, you're such a big tzaddik. You're such a..." As a big tzaddik. Tzaddik is relative. Who's talking? As a big tzaddik ata. Am atam daber. Yeah, so don't take it to heart. Don't let your head get... Now sometimes you see people, their head starts inflating from the zeh. Zeh le'yase kacha. And also that's why the Chachamim said, Halacha, En omrim shivcho shel adam b'fanav. Right? Miktzat shivcho, the Gemara says, miktzat shivcho, a little bit of his praise, ze muta. But, kol shivcho, no. Why? Because that's actually detrimental. No, praise him, say. That takes away his motivation. What gives motivation? A little bit of praise, a lot of musa. A lot of tochacha. Not to break a guy. Constructive tochacha. It's an art. Tov. Na'atzor po. Yom tov.